This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our guest, PhD in economics. Other points you want to hit in the short segment, other points, all these articles you sent me that we need to get to right now.
You know, I've been asked a lot, say, Kirk, is silver manipulated? Is gold manipulated? The answer is yes. It has been for a long time. So you look back at the history of silver and gold, and starting in like the 1940s, during like the Manhattan Project. So there's a group called the Silver Institute, which is owned and controlled by who? The Fed, the Treasury, the Defense Department. It's like, what? So if, let me ask you this question. If you wanted a hamburger every day, Alex, like every single day you wanted a burger, would you want meat prices low or high?
Low.
Of course, you'd want them low. Because you're eating a burger every day. So if the Silver Institute, which has this fancy academic type name, if they're saying, oh, you know what, we're here to promote silver, we're here to actually do some good stuff, and people, that's what people would think of that name. But who controls them? Defense Department. See, silver's major user is actually the Defense Department, the aerospace industry. So if they started this group to actually start talking about silver, what is their goal? They want to keep prices low. So this is where, since 1944, yes, we've had manipulation. And then J.P. Morgan Chase got into the real manipulation bandwagon when they started actually being the physical custodian for the silver, behind the silver ETF that BlackRock owns. So now you've got manipulation.
That was naked shorting, right?
The naked shorting, yes. So this is about to be exposed, right? So there's stories coming out. I was talking to some of the guys at Wall Street Bets and the great researchers, and you know, so they're exposing this basically game. And once something is exposed, and you actually referenced this just a little bit earlier about lies and kind of the neuroscience behind it, right? So when something is exposed, the controller has no more control. If it's out in the light, if it's out in the open, it's like a politician that has skeletons.
That's how we take their powers, exposing lies.
Yeah, you expose the lies, now they have no more power. So the manipulation is about to be exposed. Now add that to the technical and fundamentals on silver, and when manipulation ends because it's been exposed and truth is out there, through the roof the prices could go. So I'm excited that the decades and decades of manipulation is about to be exposed, that we have technical analysis, we have fundamental truth that's all pointing towards higher metals prices. And here's the thing, we can take advantage of it, but it takes a leap of faith. It takes an action step. You know, as great as God is, God can't steer a parked car, right? So he needs action. He needs us moving. And then
trust in God, but we're away from the rocks.
Yeah, he can get us on course. Even if we deviate off the course, he can always pull us back. But if you're not moving, if you don't take action, see, you could let these...
Because you're also a theologian.
Yeah, well, yeah, I've got a PhD in theology. So here's the thing. You can either let these trends take advantage of you, or you can take advantage of the trends. Let's choose the latter. Let's take advantage of these trends and beat them at their own game. That's why I love tangible assets, because of everything that's happening. It's the culmination of a perfect storm.
And the globalists are all grabbing it up.
Yeah. I mean, central bank after central bank after central bank is allocating into thousands or hundreds of tons of gold. And to what end? Because they know that it's real. They want to back their currency with gold. This is why states like Texas are moving, and they vote in May for a state-chartered central bank backed by gold in Texas, pulling away from the federal system. Oklahoma wants to do the same thing.
And that shows how much trouble the system's in.
Yeah.
Everybody knows we're coming to the end.
We're coming to the end. So I always like to say, okay, let's not listen to what they say. Let's watch what they do, because actions speak louder than words. They're allocating into strength. Let's just do the same thing.
All right, I want to talk to you about theology, about God, about the mark of the beast. When we come back in 60 seconds, Dr. Kirk Elliott's our guest. You see his website on screen.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
All right, he's not just an economist, he's also got a PhD in theology. Dr. Kirk Elliott's our guest from KEPM.com/gold. Looking at this, Bible prophecy is being fulfilled. And I know all the behind-the-scenes stuff, what the spiritual experiences people are happening. We're in an amazing moment right now. So taking off your economist hat and putting your theologian hat, where would you say we are right now?
I would say that we are getting close to the end. And what does the enemy always use to manipulate people? Fear. Because fear causes people to either not act or make a wrong decision. So with everything that's happening politically, economically, socially, spiritually, fear. Earlier on in the show, you were talking about illegal migrants actually being able to have guns. It's like, what? This doesn't make any
Obama
sense.
Obama judge ruled that, yeah.
Yeah. So fear, fear, fear. You've got not law-abiding citizens. You've got criminals that have guns, and it's hard to actually get one if you're a law-abiding citizen. So this is fear, right? It's just culminating. And so you have that. People start to make bad decisions. You bring economic collapse. This is where I think Revelation 13:17, where it talks about the mark of the beast, for example, and it's like, no, every man, woman, and child will not be able to buy or sell unless they have the mark. And here's the number 666, right? So you can't buy or sell unless you have this mark of the beast. What is the World Economic Forum saying? What is the Bank for International Settlement saying? They're saying, ideological-based spending, you cannot buy or sell. We can divorce you from your bank accounts if your ideology doesn't match up with ours. So here's where these things are in place. And you asked about timing. It's like, I don't know the exact timing. I'm not God. I don't control the markets. But they're giving us timing. So the United Nations is having a meeting in September of 2024, September of this year, where they want to lay out this pact for the future. Everything that they're putting together, they want to actually have that deadline so they can share with the world, this is what we're doing. They've already got digital money in other countries. They're pulling paper away. You've got biometric IDs everywhere in different countries that they're now saying, okay, you need this biometric ID if you're going to have a bank account. I mean, all of this is happening, and their goal, their agenda is September of this year for this to be rolled out. Now, whether they're successful or not, I don't know, but that's their goal.
So we're in a historic moment.
Yeah, very historic. And we happen to be alive here and now. You know, God didn't create us 400 years ago. He didn't create us 400 years from now. He created us right here and right now. For us to be light in this dark world, to do what you're doing and spreading this message of truth.
That's right. We're not supposed to just sit there like spectators. We're supposed to be in the arena.
Yeah. And every one of us in our own gift set, like what you're doing, your amazing voice to the masses, have been for decades. What I do in the financial world is my gift. Everybody watching this has their own gift. They have their own sphere of influence. They have their neighbors. They're gifted for something. And we need to act and operate in that gift. if we want to change things, if we don't do anything, then we deserve what we get. Right? But if you're out there...
God gives us total control of our destiny if we take it.
Yes. If we take
it. So what do you think about the message it sends, them seizing Trump's assets, about to grab his property? I mean, that is... And people say, oh, that'll collapse the blue states. They want to collapse the blue states to bring around the rest of the country.
Well, so what does Trump stand for? He stands for freedom. I know that people on the left are going to say, oh, no, he's Hitler. Like, we heard Biden say that in the State of the Union, right? But he wants freedom. He wants out of globalist control. You know, when people talk...
He wants prosperity. That's his crime.
He wants prosperity. And you look at, like... Okay, so Putin was speaking, and everyone said, oh, Putin's a nationalist, and blah, blah, blah. So every president in the world should be a nationalist. All that means is you put your country's...
If your leader doesn't stand for you, you got a problem.
You have a serious problem. It's like, Trump is a nationalist. He wants America to benefit. Putin wants his country to benefit. Every president everywhere should be a nationalist for their own country. But what do we have in our country? We have a globalist who doesn't seem to care about America, but cares more about...
Well, he goes out of his way to hurt us.
Yeah. See, there's a difference here in this global utopia that they want to create versus somebody who wants freedom, somebody who wants privacy, somebody who wants everybody that was born to operate in the gifts that God gave them to succeed and to thrive and to grow and create. That's what Trump wants. So why do they want him out so bad? The European Union... you know, Christine Lagarde, you know, they're scared that they don't want Trump to be in power because he wants to shut down the globalist agenda and bring freedom back.
He's a symbol of the human rebellion.
He is absolutely that. And they know it. And they know that this kind of uprising, so to speak, of truth and people realizing things aren't as it seems. Things are broken. Things are not right. There's lies and there's manipulation and there's corruption and they're pulling away people's assets and they're suing Trump for hundreds of millions of dollars. For what? Because he paid off his loan in New York?
I mean, well, here's the headlines. Powell, the head of the Federal Reserve, there will be bank failures caused by commercial real estate losses. And the next headline, bank term funding program ends Monday, March 11th, commercial real estate fails will set off slew of bank failures. This is happening. U.S. bank profits dropped 44% on Q4 as big firms cover failed bank costs. Reuters. U.S. economic conditions scream buy gold. Top real estate CEO warns 500 or more banks will either fail or be consolidated over the next 2 years. This is all happening. Gold is sending a strong message. Big trouble brewing. This is important. Silver Institute fraud and market rigging exposed. All this is homework, folks. You should know about this. Silver can hit 10-year high as outperformed gold, CNBC. So, Dr. Kirk Elliott, people should call you. You've got great gold and silver at bullion prices, ready to help people. It's a no-brainer to be partly in this or all the way in this. KEPM.com/gold or 720-605-3900. So important. 60-second closing comment.
You know, don't be paralyzed with fear. You know, everything that you hear on mainstream media is fear, 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 fear. What we're doing on this show is bringing hope because there's a solution. So take that leap of faith. Give us a call, right, and we'll walk you through it. It's no cost. We just want to hear your concerns, hear your fears, hear your dreams, hear your goals. Respond to that and create a system moving forward, a strategy for success, using precious metals to protect and preserve everything you've worked your whole life to accumulate. That is our goal. And the second part of our goal is that you're not alone in doing this. We will walk through this economy with you for as long as you'll have us to let you know when it's time to lock in those profits and thrive.
Dr. Kirk Elliott, thank you so much. We'll talk after the show. And we got Maria Z about to take over. Then in about 45 minutes or 47 minutes, Owen Schroyer takes over the War Room. One of our great producers, Rob Agueros, is launching a new show this Saturday at Bandout Video. And we're going to run this promo for that. It'll be at Bandout Video. Also posted on Real Alex Jones at X. We love Rob Agueros. I've encouraged Rob to do his own show. Here's the promo. Maria Z takes over.
Cool, thank you.
the young generation, like Prime Minister Trudeau, half of this government, are actually young nominees of the Nordic Reform. We penetrate the cabinets.
The change is not just happening. The change can be shaped by us.
You're losing, leftists. We're winning. F*** you. F*** you, New World Order.
Man, what? Hold on, hold on. What brought you out here today?
Gotta make a change. It's been, so we've been at war. We've been in a war era for about 20 years, my whole life, and it's time for a change.
Bro, I don't think people really realize how pro-life we are.
That's how you're going to start it. You're just going to come right out, just full-on pro-life.
Yeah, I have a baby with every race.
The one, oh, okay, you're going to go that toxic. Yeah. The one thing that everybody loves to talk about the most.
To work for the opposition.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And there's so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
What the heck is happening in Canada? And explain how this is the beginning of what the UN has outlined in their book, Remaking the World Towards an Age of Global Enlightenment, in terms of how they're going to treat speech in what they call the AI world society. Jeremy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi, Maria. How are you? Thanks for having me. While I'm still able to be had by anyone anywhere before being thrown in prison for life for talking.
I mean, this is just so Jeremy's talking about Bill C-63. From what I understand, this is following on the heels of the Online Streaming Act, which was Bill C-11. That became law last year. You know, heaps of people unable to view Canadian content. And now we're talking about putting people like you in prison because you've offended some snowflake's feelings. Talk us through this madness, please, Jeremy.
Right. Well, I've already been sent to jail a couple of times, and actually just defeated a fourth of five criminal cases that were levied against me in the past couple of years. You know, Canada's conviction rate is an average of 50-64%. I've been charged 23 times, and I've so far beaten 19 of those. If anyone's interested, the media is not, as you can imagine, after they've slandered me so much. But yeah, they've almost specifically designed this legislation for myself and my friends up here and coworkers in the land of online terrorism. Derek Harrison and Alex Wren, the Ferryman's Toll, and Derek Rance. A few of us, we've comprised the scary Dagalon militia. It's a long story, a meme of nonsense. But they tried to table this bill back in 2020, I believe, or when they first introduced it. It got shelved in 2021. Late in the year due to the election, so everything had to be kind of restarted. But it was authored by, or largely contributed to by members of the Canadian Anti-Hate Network up here in Canada, which is, of course, the kind of Canadian offshoot umbrella child of something like the Anti-Defamation League, the SPLC, rather. And you've got these guys in there. The language of the bill is such that it basically puts us completely out of business and would see us put in prison. In some situations, up to 25 years for hate offenses. You've got pre-crime parts of the bill that says you can be put on house arrest because a judge deems you likely to commit an offense. Massive fines of $70,000 and upwards of that. And it's just more of the same from these people, these networks, especially in the Canadian Anti-Hate Network. They're Jewish supremacists, and they've targeted people like myself and anyone speaking out about what they're doing, any of the Zionist lobbyists, anything that they're doing. And they're being supported by people like the Center for Israeli and Jewish Affairs in Canada, who are publicly tweeting, call your MPs and support this bill immediately. We have to get this through. Excuse me? We have to imprison Canadians for talking, for things that you don't like because your feelings are hurt? You think people have to go to jail, maybe for the rest of your lives? The fact they've even introduced this legislation at all is just a full mask-off reveal of what they really think about people like me and yourself and everyone else around here that cares about this place or the things that are happening around us. Not only are we to be dismissed and not talked to or talked to, allowed to express what our concerns are, we should be imprisoned and silenced in the most severe possible ways.
Yeah, I mean, people are looking at up to life in prison in Canada for quote-unquote hate speech. The definition of hate isn't really properly even defined, and it's so broad that, it also incentivizes crazy people who can't handle the feeling of being offended because their reality, that they've been given a dose of reality which challenges the lie that they perpetuate in their head that, humans can be unicorns or whatever. And so it actually incentivizes them to report people for hate speech. I mean, this is unbelievable. And, you mentioned some of the lobbyists behind this stuff. Jonathan Greenblatt of the ADL in the United States has been pushing to ban TikTok. Why is this? Well, this is one of the number one trending topics which Free Palestine is one of the number one trending topics on the platform, and they are absolutely terrified of any truth. I mean, Jeremy, this isn't just, you know, unique to that conflict. Absolutely anything that challenges the narrative is under complete attack right now. And what I really want people to understand is this, is what they've brought forward in Canada is what they're going to bring forward in every country, along with the UN plan for the AI world society. But, you know, keep talking about some of the implications on Canadians here, because it's really important to hear from someone who's actually living this, because, you know, we look at it, we go, oh, poor Canada. No, this is all of us.
Right. And in the United States, especially, because we're right next door to you guys, we're connected at the hip, and there's a tumor up here, and it will spread to the rest of the body if you guys aren't careful. And more to the point of, you know, oh, you're talking about incentivizing people to, you know, report on your neighbors and create basically a Soviet-era snitch line. So when the troops come into Leningrad and haul your neighbors away, they can haul them off and shoot them somewhere in a ditch or whatever they plan to do. It's been done before. This, all the same characters and all the same types of personalities just keep popping up and wanting the same things, having the tongues cut out of their opposition and punishing them in a progressively more severe series of consequences, depending on how badly they want to defend themselves. Now, back in those days, of course, it escalated to that degree where you had the Soviet gulag system where uncountless 40, 60, 80 million, who knows how many people died. It's really hard to count that high. But one of the things they used to do is they had an anonymous snitch line, and you had stories about people phoning in their wives and their husbands. Somebody just pissed them off at the store, or they don't like the way their car was cleaned, and they call the NKVD and say, I think this guy is a secret capitalist or something. Maybe he's an extremist, a fanatic of some kind. And away they go, and they would even get rewarded. Now, the way this bill is like authored in Canada, there is an anonymous snitch line where someone, anyone, maybe the Canadian Anti-Hate Network, maybe even a police officer that doesn't like you, can go and file an anonymous complaint, which circles right back onto his desk and goes, oh, my goodness, look. Look at this person I have to investigate. And you never know who even said it. You used to have a right to face your accuser in a free country, and we no longer have that if this goes forward. And it's being supported by all of these people. Again, the Center for Israeli and Jewish Affairs. What is it of your business to dictate how I speak about what I want to speak about in my own country where I have lived and my fathers and forefathers' bones have been in the ground since the 1700s? You control whatever you want over there in Israel. That's your country. This is Canada. This is where I live. And you have no right to tell me what I can and cannot talk about in my own homeland.
Yeah, absolutely, Jeremy. And you have every right. Every Canadian should be up in arms about this. All of these varying lobbying groups are doing the same thing in the United States. We have similar things, you know, in Australia, by the way. You have France. That has said that, you know, it made it illegal to criticize Israel, essentially. Germany bringing in rules that if you're going to become a German citizen, you have to pledge your allegiance to Israel, a foreign nation. I mean, every country has gone to extreme lengths. In Australia, they've done this, brought in this new legislation where they've banned the Nazi salute, which we don't... Right. Actually have a problem with in this country. No one does that salute. But if you read through the legislation, it actually says anything that could be perceived potentially as a Nazi symbol of any kind. So it's so far reaching, so broad.
Yeah, it's,
and you know, they're piggybacking off October 7th, Jeremy, since that date, there has been an increase in these types of laws. We've got about 30 seconds to break. So I just want to mention this is really the United Nations in their book, the Remaking the World Towards an Age of Global Enlightenment, talk about how in this new AI world society, you will not be able to earn money unless you speak according to how they want you to speak, unless you contribute according to how they want you to contribute. It is absolute tyranny, absolute madness, and they're starting it in Canada. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this break with Jeremy McKenzie.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that if you'll just listen to me and take action, it will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
McKenzie, known as Raging Dissident. You can find him on RagingDissident.com. He's a veteran, a podcaster, and a lover of truth and free speech. And that is exactly what this attack on Canadians is right now. It's not just about people's right to criticize a conflict or criticize a genocide or whatever the case may be. It's much more than that. It is literally the last hour that you've just heard Alex and Kirk Elliott speaking. It is the entire broadcast of InfoWars this morning and this afternoon. It is every single day when you switch on your TV or you switch on your computer and you want access to the information that you want to hear as a rational adult that can make up their own mind. No, the government does not trust you to make up your own mind. They want to control your mind. And that is exactly what's happening in Canada right now. This is, I promise you and guarantee you, It's going to spread to every country. So please, please pay attention to the warning coming out of Canada right now. Jeremy, would you agree?
Absolutely. And the scariest, it's really the pattern of behavior. And as I was saying earlier before the break, it's not something we haven't seen before. There's all kinds of historical context for these kinds of personalities and mindsets that have taken hold and completely captured or ideologically captured almost the entirety of the Canadian state. There's no real pushback anywhere in federal politics, provincial politics, the media, academia. The police are in total lockstep with the whole thing. The military doesn't seem to mind. I just watched the most offensive thing I've ever seen as a veteran, a Veterans Affairs panel put together by transsexuals and, you know, they, thems and all of this, talking about all these terrible white men and they're, you know, being in the military. They must think they have it so hard. They have no idea what it's like to be us. It's like the core idea of what, you know, and not just the Canadians, the American, the Australian, the British man, the German man, the Spanish man. Everybody is just being attacked and trying to be their identity stripped away and reduced to nothing but just a slave unit. You're just there to be a tax animal to make the widgets and pump the machines so they can stay rich. And the scariest thing is that it's a master and slave relationship. And if you agree and you're okay with being a slave, that's fine. You're not going to have any issues. You know, you'll be a good boy. You'll get your pats on the head. Maybe you'll get a cookie every once in a while with your booster shots. But if you choose to resist that, well, then you're going to be punished. And the punishments keep escalating. There's no discourse. There's no, hey, well, I didn't realize there was an issue, guys. Let's talk about this and see what the problem is. You just will do what we say or we'll hurt you. And now we've entered the realm where we're openly talking about imprisoning people for life just because of what they're saying and what they believe and what they're, espousing to other people and trying to share their concerns. What comes after this? Because before this, I've already endured all of this. I've been jailed a couple of times now. And before this is the smearing and the lying and the disinformation campaign against your character. I've been debanked. I've had all these things happen. You have, you know, weird stalkers and all kinds of people put on you. And then if that doesn't work, well, we'll just start putting people in prison long term. And if that doesn't work and there's still any kind of popular resistance, what happens next is they start killing people.
You're not wrong, and it's not a stretch to say that. Hillary Clinton was, I can't remember who was interviewing her when she said, you know, we have to start looking at potentially re-education camps for Trump supporters. And, you know, they float these ideas. They mean it. They absolutely mean it. It's literal. We are watching 1984 playing out before our eyes, re-education camps, changing the way you think, submit or die, and you know, the complete control of speech and thought. And it really is control of thought, Jeremy, because if all you have around you is propaganda, you actually can't think properly anymore.
No. Well, they're flooding the information zone so that your senses are overwhelmed with bad information. And that's why we have largely an ignorant public today. You have to work really hard to stay on task, on point, because everything, even if you need to use a phone, a device to do anything these days, there's endless distractions. And even the advertising and the sports and the movies and the entertainment, it's everywhere. And it's all designed to just kind of squeeze you like a fruit and, use your life force, your energy, your time, your tax money, all of it to buy their products and consume their nonsense and their garbage to enrich themselves. There's very little to nothing anymore designed to, you know, improving the spirit and the health of the average person walking around. They're all just seen as marks and victims to be milked like animals. And it's just, our whole society is falling apart because of this. There's nobody speaking up for the regular man and woman on the street anymore. It's just a pack of elitists tearing away at the foundations of what remains of our civilization to enrich themselves and make off with the lifeboats before the lights go out. It seems like.
Definitely. I want to talk to you about the migration in Canada, because Australia is experiencing insane levels of migration, around 700,000 last year. That doesn't sound like a lot. We only have a population of 26 million. Talk to us about the situation in Canada.
So ours is similar. It's worse, I think. I think Canada has the fastest changing demographics in the history of the world outside of a war. Previously, Genghis Khan would have to come to your town and kill all the men and take all the women as slaves. That's how fast your population would change. This is the second fastest underneath that. We've had they just mused about giving 1 million people permanent residence. We've got hotels filled up all over the country being filled with migrants being paid to, you know, compensated through taxpayer money. They're given priority hiring. They're given priority housing. They're being coming in greater numbers than ever before, millions per year. There's over 1.5 million undocumented people. We have no idea who they are or where they are or what they're doing. Many of them are coming from India, but a lot of all over Africa, the Middle East. It's just anybody who's anybody to come in here. And all arms of the government, again, we need it. We need to have it. Amid the worst housing crisis I have ever seen and the worst cost of living I've ever seen. And the RCMP recently, our federal police, so, you know, the equivalent to the FBI in the United States, has said that one of their top concerns going forward in the year or in the years to come is that Canadians are the biggest threat to Canada. Because when the under 30 crowd realizes that as they work their whole lives, they will never be able to own a house, no matter what they do. They're priced out. That is about as, it is about as likely for them to own a house now as it is for me to own my own private jet. And this is not something, it's not a luxury. That's just something any decent person should have been afforded. Do you have a job and you work hard and you should afford and be within your means to have a home somewhere that you can have your family and live in peace? And we're not even able to provide that now for anybody under 30. That's just out of reach. That's a rich thing to do, is it? Well, maybe stop bringing in millions of people from all over the world that don't belong here and have nothing to, there's no reason for them to be here. Over 25% of Canada wasn't born here. It's crazy. You can see it changing daily. Certain entire towns, Surrey and Brampton in Ontario, completely over. They might as well be part of India. These diasporas are just taking over. We've got Eritrean gang wars happening in one city, Somalian gang wars happening in another. We've got Khalistani separatists eating up all the police's time in Edmonton. They're conducting a gang war, blowing, you know, car bombing and shooting each other in broad daylight across the country. There's crime waves. Nobody can deal with any of our victims. There's murders going unsolved. There's drugs coming in from all over the place. But I shudder to think of how much money and resources is being thrown at this endless tidal wave of criminal migrants coming from all over the third world, forming gangs. They're breaking into houses all over. So the Toronto police just told people, as their advice, that what they're looking for is you're trying to steal your cars when they come to your house at night to rob you with guns, armed criminal gangs with guns. So leave your key fobs on the step as a peace offering. Maybe the criminals will take those and they won't kill your family. That's the advice of the police. So at this stage, it's just men kind of kicking the tires on. So who's starting the vigilante clubs? It's really, are we expected to just lay here and wait to be victimized by Haitian cannibals that, you know, got here because some, you know, conservative MP said refugees welcome at one point in time? It's complete mayhem.
You know, Jeremy, in Australia, they tell us that we need these because they're skilled laborers. They tell us that we need more migrants because they're skilled laborers. That they're not. They generally come right over and, you know, become Uber Eats drivers or whatever. Recently I was watching, I was traveling and I was in a hotel room and I subjected myself to some ABC, which is taxpayer funded in Australia. And so my taxes pay for this. And there was a journalist on there. I can't remember his name. He was very uninspiring. And he was saying, well, the one thing is clear. Yeah, one thing is clear. We need more migration in Australia. And then he said, but, you know, the cost of living, because Aussies can't afford houses, the migrants are coming and pricing them out of the houses as well. You know, but the cost of living crisis is really bad. And the presenter asked him, well, can we do both at the same time? He goes, well, I can't predict the future, but what I know for sure is that we need more migrants. Okay, buddy, don't go anywhere. We'll be back with Jeremy McKenzie right after this short break.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This new legislation that's being brought into Canada that they're very likely going to ban not only InfoWars, not only Alex Jones. I'm on the list. Z Media's on the list of content that will be banned in Canada. And so right now I am asking everyone, please understand how vitally, vitally serious this is, how desperate this is for Canadians. It's not off in some far distant future. It's not like this won't happen in the United States or every other country. The U.S. says we have the First Amendment. Okay, the Biden administration literally is under scrutiny right now for violating the First Amendment during COVID. They don't care about the law. And what they do is they just keep attacking and demoralizing and silencing and imprisoning and doing whatever they can, lawsuits, whatever they can to intimidate and threaten and take people down. And they always go for the loudest, most accurate voices first. So please, number one, support Raging Dissident. RagingDissident.com. He's our guest today, Jeremy McKenzie. Great guy. Support InfoWars. Support independent media while you still can, because imagine life with only propaganda around you. I would go absolutely insane, Jeremy. I don't know. I'd live my life with, you know, concrete, those earbuds you wear when you're jackhammering concrete.
Right. I mean, I don't think they understand. It's just, it's not possible. I mean, the human spirit is not going to tolerate that. It can't go that far. This always, again, history repeats itself, or at least it rhymes, as they say. And, when you get to this level, I mean, every time you cart someone off and cart someone away, you're just creating the conditions for more people to replace them. You know, if every person you arrest and throw them in jail or do these things to, like they've done to me or they've done to other people around, what they've just done to Thomas Russo, you've got another guy, Rob Rundo, in the United States. They're just throwing people in jail all over the place, banned from the country for talking, for saying things. What crimes do they commit? Meanwhile, we have actual terrorists running around. You know, speaking of the Canadian anti-hate network again themselves, is worried about hate and extremism, right? We had a guy, David Zegarak, an Antifa member, he's got charges and convictions for child interference and other, you know, unspeakable things, plow into and run over five different people in a terrorist attack at the Winnipeg, basically like a support demonstration of the convoy that was happening in Ottawa in 2022. He went on house arrest. He got house arrest. He was sent to his room with his supper for a little while. That's how he's treated. But I was hauled across the country on a national arrest warrant for a common assault charge, which didn't even happen. And I was held there for months without bail and so on. So it's just, this is the system we're living in. It's completely ideologically captured. And if anything, it should really speak to the fact that especially the men out there, because, I mean, like yourself, there's a lot of women that have been speaking up and getting involved, but the men just don't really seem to know what to do and where to go. But you guys, we have to find each other and start getting off the couch and getting back to our roots and our instincts to protect each other and ourselves and our communities. Because if we don't do that, we're not going to make it. Or they're going to just distract you until you're dead. There's always going to be another football game. There's always going to be another video game. There's always going to be something. But this is a finite time. Your life is short and we only have so much time. And, it's valuable, and they want you to waste every last minute of it and be as sick and unhealthy and as powerless as possible. So anyone that's encouraging the opposite to get together and find your friends and your tribe and get together and strengthen yourselves and build yourselves up and each other, it's rewarding, it makes you feel good, and it makes you more spiritually powerful. And as you get there, as you start to become a better person, a stronger person, the path forward unfolds in front of you, and you'll just start to figure out. You'll start to know what to do next. But getting people off, getting people up and moving is really the challenge, and that's kind of what we've been trying to do a lot of here. And it's been working. A lot of people around the world especially are really getting to the point because of things like this. Now, I've been saying this for years, and as Alex has been doing his whole life, God bless him. But, you know, they're coming. You know, the British are coming, as they say. Like, it's a matter of time. They're bringing these laws in. They're bringing this stuff in. It's here now, and it's become such an accelerated pace. It's like we're under a blitz at this point. They're just, they might as well be bombing cities the way how fast everything's moving. So you're getting young people especially who they've lost, which is really a great, you know, positive indicator. That's why they want to get TikTok out of Chinese hands and wrestle it into, you know, Jewish Israeli hands so they can control this narrative. The under 18 crowd, the under 25 crowd is not buying what they're selling, and the status quo is not going to survive under these conditions. So I'm certain there's going to be some sort of upheaval, chaos, confrontation. I don't know in what form or how it's going to go, but it's an unstoppable force and an immovable object. They refuse to relent and consider that maybe we've gone too far. Maybe this isn't about democracy anymore or keeping people safe. Maybe this is just about me getting what I want at any cost and crushing people around me. They're never going to do that. They're just going to keep doubling down and doubling down and doubling down, you know, until the elastic band stretches to its capacity and then it snaps. And unfortunately, that's what we'll try to avoid. But
well, I want to talk to you about that. I really want to talk to you about that because I obviously don't want to see violence. I don't call for violence. I never want it to reach that point. I want this resolved peacefully and in the realm of ideas, but they just keep stopping, looking for ways to stop the realm of ideas. That's the problem, because it threatens their system. And Jeremy, I talk about this moment a lot in Australia's history. Melbourne, was a city that experienced the longest lockdowns in the Western world. The UN calls it the Melbourne experiment and says they're going to use it to as the model to lock down the world forever in 15-minute cities. I mean, they literally say this. During that time, there was insane legislation that was going to go through. It did go through where the Premier dictator Dan brought in a pandemic legislation, which allows him to declare a pandemic if there isn't even one present in the world. He can just declare it and say, there's a pandemic and I get to tell you what to do. It was really a shadow of what Tedros is doing now with the WHO. And, you know, there was a lot of anger with the Australian people, and they got to the point because of mandates and lockdowns in Victoria where they actually brought out a hangman's noose as a prop at the protest because they were reminding these leaders of Nuremberg and what happened at Nuremberg. And I was just doing my job, doesn't fly, and you will be held accountable. They weren't threatening violence, and it was clear that it was just a prop to remind them of Nuremberg. But it was at that time, Jeremy, when they really pulled back on mandates, on lockdowns. They said, right, we've pushed them too far. At what point do you think they're going to get to that point again, or do you think it's just gloves off, we're going for broke?
Well, I think it's kind of like cooking a stew. You know, they use the frog in the boiling pot analogy, and it just boiled over too much. And especially in Canada, where, you know, people congregated in large numbers to just be, you know, this is crazy. There was 100,000 people down there, and nobody really knew what to do. But it was clear that there was a problem. And this was amidst the prime minister and people on TV saying, what do we do with these people? Like, why do we tolerate them? Like, should we do something with them? Like, what do we do about them? Like, this is insane rhetoric. And these same people now are like, maybe we put them in jail forever. I'm curious to see how they're going to enforce these things in the future, seeing how the military is completely decimated and morale is in the toilet. We couldn't even put 5,000 troops on the field if we had to. Police aren't in a much better boat. So if they lose control of this country, there's no one to put Humpty Dumpty back together again in that situation. So good luck with that one, fellas. You know, you've got, it's selective persecution again. And you've got something else I just saw today. The Shamrim Patrol, which is basically a Jewish active club in Toronto, which is going to go around with a bunch of guys and thug up and beat up people if they don't like what they're saying. Well, that's not because they're under attack and they're being persecuted, are they? 100 and I don't know how many churches were destroyed in Canada in the last year and a half. The Catholic Church and Christian Church is just being basically wiped out, burned out of existence in Canada. Not a peep. There's no instance of that being covered by any of these people. So it's a fight. You know, there's an old saying that's I can't remember who said it now, but politics is war without bloodshed and war is politics with bloodshed. And nobody wants to see that. And the whole point is to avoid that because it is totally avoidable. It always is. But it's because of people like this who refuse to, you know, acknowledge what's real and what's true and, you know, take responsibility for themselves. They always push things into an under control, spiral. And an American president himself, Kennedy, said that those who make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable. There's nothing you can do about it if there's 80 million, 100 million, 150 million Americans say enough is enough and this has to stop. And their reaction can be, well, I guess that's it. Or no, we're just going to start killing people then. And I mean, coin toss as to what happens, but it's not nice to look at. And I saw an advertisement that the Democrats down in the States had played there. It was about Trump and it was, cut into, you know, with the bloodbath and the you find people, you know, clips and stuff to just rile people up. And it really present, and they're, you know, cutting swastikas in there and all this stuff and painting this picture, and basically appealing to the very low IQ idiot, voter in the United States who, let's say, or people that just don't have time to pay attention. It's not really fair to say, I'll call everyone an idiot, but they just see this and they go, oh my God, our country's being taken over by maniacs. What does that entitle you to do if they do take over? A poll said 2/3 of liberal voters already intend to not accept the election results if Trump wins. So you've got this evil, they're the most evil people that have ever lived and they're taking over.
We've got 30 seconds till the clock runs out, Jeremy. I just really want to I want to say that, you know, I'm listening to you and I'm hearing a fighting spirit. No one wants violence. No one wants this to get out of control. But let the message to the globalists be, we are not laying down and taking this. We're not going to stop fighting. RagingDissident.com, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate you. We'll get you back on soon.
Thank you, Maria.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.